word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to Watch Your Tongue. My name is Pastor C.J. Duffy. This is Dr. John Cooper, and we are your co-hosts of Watch Your Tongue.
You know, this is part two of a five-part series with Joe Joseph on the Freedom Link out of North Carolina.
And Joe Joseph has done some great and mighty things with us. Being a partner with us, we have experienced homeschooling and what's going on with homeschooling, how it's brought the families closer together. And that's the way the nation ought to be going today, as homeschooling their children. I'm not trying to put down public schools, but I'm saying it's a bigger advantage of getting the parents to know who their children truly are and learning on a one-on-one basis. It also teaches them about Jesus.
That's right. And you know, also we talk about Israel and the Seven-Day War. And that is a very interesting thing because so many things happened that God fought for the nation Israel. And there were armies who fought that were not recorded to be there.
Well, this is going to open your eyes to see that God is ready to open your eyes, and therefore you're going to have to learn how to watch your tongue.
And let's get ready for Joe Joseph.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
The prevailing opinion out there amongst the homeschoolers is simply this. When you send your kids to public school, you are really, you're kind of selling them, you're selling them way short. I got to be honest with you. Think about all you people that were public schooled. Think about all of that material that you learned over the years, right? How much of that did you actually retain? Put a percentage to it. Just think about it for a second. Honestly, think about how much of that education, of that 12 years, did you actually retain? And how much of it has actually benefited you up into the point that you're at in your life today? Then ask yourself, how much has life experience taught you? How much have you had to teach yourself and pull yourself up by your own bootstraps? How many times have you had to do that? And how many times have you learned from that? And you'll find that it's a staggering, staggering difference that life experience really is how you learn. So if that's the case, why are we putting our children in these cinder block classrooms and stamping USDA and sending them down the assembly line to become drones, mindless drones that get to go, they do what they're told, they go home, you know, they can get messed up, watch their they'll have their sports. There'll be their select few that always, you know, make their millions. But the vast majority of people, because the middle class won't exist here for much longer, is going to be a giant slave class or plantation economy. It's amazing. That's why they don't like homeschooling. Because that it takes you away from that. You break away from the assembly line. How many times did you learn about your rights in school? That's a good question. That would be something that I would think you'd have to review every year, at least. And that's not taught. Cursive's not even taught. The founding documents are written in cursive. Oh, we don't want to teach them that. You know? Why teach them cursive? We type now. Ha. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. You know? And by the way, for all of you people out there that, you know, that are in public school or you're a parent of a son or daughter in public school, it took my son 2 days to learn cursive. 2 days. He taught himself in 2 days. So it's not impossible, believe me. It's actually a lot easier. I remember having to learn cursive. It took like a year and a half because he just pounded it into your head, you know. And that's the way it was. No, you must not write your P's like that. Ah! Yeah, of course, I was in parochial school then, so it was really good. That's right. When Sister Mary got mad, you cringed, baby. So, I mean, it's just, there has been a major shift in what is acceptable, not just to society, but the fact that people are consciously waking up and pulling themselves out of the system. That, along with what's going on in the economy, I'm telling you, 2015 is going to shape up to be a very, very, very interesting year. But I was talking to my son today about the New World Order and the goals of the New World Order, and specifically relating to the societal standards of today. And I think this is pretty relevant to a lot of people's situations out there. So I wanted to share it with you. The problem is, you know, he's at a point in his life where he doesn't know. They think that they don't want to get married, right? That it's too early. They're not ready yet. Every indication is that they are. But by societal standards, you know, well, I don't make enough. I don't have enough to live on my own and this and that and everything else. I said, well, what's this live on your own? Why do you need to do that? Well, because, you know, why would I want to live in my mom and dad's house for 2 years, you know, like that kind of stuff. So why not? What's so wrong about that? And, well, you say, well, you know, because then you're kind of like a loser. No, you're not. See, that's been a shift over the last 50 years that has become the societal norm. But before that, multi-generational housing was a societal norm for God knows thousands of years, even back when we were tribal. This has only been in the last 50 years here in the United States that's been the societal standard. And now it's eroding away. You can see it was a mirage. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's all because they wanted it that way. The powers that shouldn't be, so that they could remove the family. They can break the family unit up, because if you can break up the family unit, then they lose that power. Think about if you have multi-generational housing here in the United States, like it was, say, pre-Depression, and you have, your son and his daughter-in-law living under the same roof as, you and your wife. So you've got basically four people that can work and draw an income. So say if one person gets laid off or one person gets fired for any reason, you still have three people picking up the slack. Whereas if the son or daughter moves out, now they're more exposed if one person loses their job or something tragic happens. However, if one out of four goes down, it's a lot easier to distribute that load among the rest of the people. I mean, it's just logic. But there's also a spiritual consequence and also a societal consequence to that, and that the family unit is now broken or not as strong across that span. Now you start to have these societal problems. And I told myself,
okay. Yeah. Well, they're talking about homeschooling and all the things that the benefits of homeschooling and the shortfalls of homeschooling. The shortfalls of homeschooling, there are very few. There are almost none. But when it comes to our public school systems, people don't understand that we're not dealing with physical beings. We're dealing with spirits.
Yes.
And all of those spirits that are going around, all of those children that have been mixed up and messed up homes and all the things that go on in people's lives, it's filtering those things into our children. And I'm not saying shelter them till they can't be managed or get an education. I'm saying that what our values of home is where they're going to go.
Exactly.
If you have the right values at home, that's what they're going to grow up in. But if you put them in the values of the wolves, guess what they're going to grow up in?
That's right.
As a wolf.
That's exactly right, Pastor. Not only that, let's just face it. The home has failed. The church has failed. We have failed. We have failed as a generation of people right
Praise
now.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Who have left our kids so deep in debt nationally. And it's like, I want to know, I saw the figure some time ago. Each person owes like $58,000, and we're leaving our children, our kids, in debt. We've always wanted our kids to be better than we are. Wanted to have more than we had. Wanted to have a good system, a good education. We always wanted more for our kids. But guess what? We dropped the ball.
Well, as a society and as a church, mm-hmm. When I'm talking about the church, I'm not talking about the building. I'm talking about the body,
yes.
The believer.
Yes.
We've just been deceived. We've been deceived. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, mm-hmm. It talks about that age-old serpent, the dragon, the devil, yes. And Satan deceiveth the whole world. And how does he deceive the whole world? by putting not only storms, mm-hmm. but having the mm-hmm. words that we speak put us in bondage. Yes. Because it's going to be by our words we're going to be justified. And it's going to be by our very words we're going to be condemned.
Exactly.
So if we're in a public school system and we're using his words and growing up in his system, guess what we're going to speak?
Guess what you're saying. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue. You better watch your tongue. Viewers out there, you need to understand one thing. This show is designed to help you understand who the enemy is.
That's right.
If you don't know, if you're in a war and you're fighting a battle and you don't know who you're fighting, you're designed to lose. Right now, society is losing because they don't know who they're fighting. They're fighting a war that they've already won, really. But here's what the devil does. He'll put pressure. We know that he's defeated. The Bible, Jesus came to the cross and got it all back
yes.
for us. But what he does is he puts words in your mouth by putting pressure on you, and you're speaking what you're saying. You're believing what you're speaking, and you got to get exactly what you say. So
that.
Now when you believe what God's word says, he said it's going to work out to the good to those who love the Lord.
Yes.
He said there has never been a temptation taken that you can bear. He was going to always give you a way out. He
First
said, I'm going to supply. He said in Philippians 4:19 that I'm going to supply every
yes.
need. So when we start saying those things, guess what happens? Not only do you believe it, but angels respond to those
That's
exact
it.
Words.
Yes.
So even though people that they haven't been taught these things,
yes.
we're teaching you on a show that about the basic fundamentals of the Word of God. I'm talking about the basic foundation of the Word of God that's not been taught. We're here to tell you about it, and we're going to make you watch your tongue.
Amen. Watch your tongue. Well, Pastor, when you think about it, you know, the ruler of this world, which is the god of this earth, which is Satan, as you all know, he has a system.
Yes.
Pastor, you know what it is? Not only deception, but he has an isolation policy.
Yeah.
If he can isolate individuals, even cause strife in the day's battle of times past of immigration, for
oh,
instance,
yes.
or of color, creed, any of those things. He has caused so much trouble there because it's a hot spot, and he's made it to be one. It should not have been one.
You know, when he said in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for yeah. lack of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
is exactly right. Now, I don't want to really, I can put the blame on Satan, but I have to put the blame on knowledge because
yes,
he's
uh-huh.
defeated already. He'll just put something in your path for you to speak the wrong
That's
stuff.
That's right, exactly.
So when you speak the wrong things, you're going to get what you say.
Right.
That's why it's so important to understand what the Word of God says.
Right. He does a temptation, we fall into it or we decline it. So
yeah.
The Bible says all you got to do is just resist and the devil will flee from
yeah.
you.
Yeah, be subject therefore to God and resist the devil. He's going to come back. But here's what, even in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, this got fulfilled, Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven mm-hmm. and earth to witness or record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed may live.
Mm-hmm.
What is life? His word. Because he said in John chapter 6, verse 63, it's the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits mm-hmm. us nothing, but the words that I speak are spirit and life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about spirit for just a minute. He said God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
So that's John 4:24. So all these scriptures are coming to pass about what the Spirit truly does and who it is. So if we're going to talk about what the God's word is, we're going to get the victory. We have the victory already. We just right. got to be educated by watching our tongue.
Right. Now, Pastor, our program is designed to teach people what their salvation is all about. For instance, we want people to know what it's like if they're not saved. We want them to know what it's like when they're saved. When they're saved, there's so many blessings available, so many things that are available to us to have. And we're telling them about those things in our programs. And the object is to help the people understand what salvation is all about. It's not just a word. It is more than a word. It's life. And so in salvation, we may help you to understand what it's like to be a Christian, what it's like to not be a Christian. And the many things we tell the people is, over and over again, we're saying to them, here is the blessing, here is the value, here is the benefit from being a Christian. And we tell them that over and over, Pastor, and we're going to continue because the people need to know what it's all about.
Dr. Cooper, you hit it on the head when you use this word called salvation. Praise the Lord. Here's what salvation did for the Israelites and what salvation does for us. Salvation for the Israelites, when the salvation came, they came, they were in Egypt as slaves. When they walk out of Egypt with salvation, they were called the Israelite nation. Mm-hmm. From Egyptian slaves to the Israelite nation. And when they came out with all the silver and gold.
Yes.
The Bible says there was not one feeble, so they had health. The clothes didn't wear out, the shoes didn't wear out, so they were in the wilderness for all those years and had what's called salvation. Good health and all mm-hmm. the things that go with it. Mm-hmm. Now, once we get saved, people get saved and they're satisfied with just being saved. And that's not all. That's not enough. There's more come with it.
That's so
if
right.
Let's say if I bought a barbecue sandwich
yeah.
and I went down to the store and I ordered a sandwich, they put it in a sack. And I took the sack home. When I opened it, I had the barbecue in there, but they didn't have any bread in it.
Yes.
I would have to take it back and ask me, does bread come with this? Well, that's what I want to talk about salvation for a minute. When you got salvation, does healing come with this?
Yes.
Does finances come with this? Does my kids off drugs come with this? Salvation has all of that. You need to understand when we're talking about salvation, it's talking about total deliverance. Mm-hmm. Not deliverance for only your soul, but I'm talking about total deliverance. And you need to understand what it is.
Yes. And here's the thing, the deceptive part of it is the deception comes into mind whenever Satan says to you, you don't have to do this.
Listen, I love the direction we're headed. I know that we're scratching the surface for greatness
yeah.
on a daily basis because talking about the kingdom of God is a progressive kingdom.
All right. So this is good. This is good.
Yeah.
One thing I was talking to my to the listeners while kind of going on the homeschool topic about these societal standards that have come about that have really busted up the family unit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, prior to, say, 1950 or so, it was common, multi-generational housing.
Yes.
Common.
Yes.
You know, that's the way it was.
Yes.
Pretty much for 4,000 or 5,000 years. I mean, it was tribal. That's
yes.
Families,
yes.
Families cleaved together.
Yes.
They don't do that anymore. You notice that?
Yes. That's one of the tricks. That's one of the tricks of Satan.
Sure is.
He isolates people. When he isolates them, he can train them and teach them. That's what's happened in our schools.
Sure. No, there's no doubt. I mean, people, you don't need, like, statues of Beelzebub. You know, that doesn't need to be there. You don't understand
that's
how it works. You know, Satan can appear as the angel of light.
Mm-hmm. All right, now.
You know what I mean? That's the way that's the way it works. Deception's not deception if it's not believable.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's just the way you have to understand that this is how it works. So when you look at the real statistics about public schooling, you say, wow, Department of Health, Education, and Welfare is established in 1953. Mm. And in 1953, the United States was by far and away the number one country in the world in math and science, according to the OECD. Mm-hmm. That's a UN organization that measures the education ranks of all of the nations, industrialized nations. And now in 2012, the last time it was measured, we were 31st in the world.
Yeah.
How many billions of dollars have we wasted? That's all I can say. It could have been spent much better. And still we throw bad money or good money after bad.
Yes, exactly right.
Just unbelievable, guys, you know.
Yes. Well, when you think about it, Joe, and you start looking around and look at what the school system has accomplished, now at present we find kids are only being taught how to pass a test to get out of school. That's all they're being taught. They don't have moral values. They don't have any kind of spiritual teaching.
Right.
But they do have, if I understand it correctly, they have to have, I believe it's 3 weeks of training of Muhammad or Islamic. Is that a fact? Do you remember that?
I don't know. I kind of don't stay on top of that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've got no problem if they want to study Islam or anything like that. Hey, it's Ishmael. It all goes back to Abraham, you know.
Yes.
So I'm all for that. Go ahead, go check it out. See, my thing is if your heart is seeking, it will find the truth.
Yes.
Oh yes.
It'll get there. Some people have a roundabout way of getting there, but it'll get there.
Yes.
It wasn't recognized as a son under the covenant, though.
No, correct.
When Abraham went, he said, take thy son, thy only son.
No, that's right.
No, because Ishmael was born first, but he wasn't a covenant child.
Nope. No, you're right.
So I just have to stick with what the Word of God says, and that's why the wars are going on right now. We're still fighting over birthrights.
Yeah.
When it comes to the knowledge of God, Satan has completely violated the knowledge of Christians by deceiving them.
Yes.
Satan is not a powerful being. He's a deceiver.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the only power that he has is deception. He even lost his divinity when he got kicked out.
Yes.
So the only thing he has is deception. So once he puts a storm, see, what I'm trying to say here is we're living on the level of leaves. When Jesus went to the fig tree, it had leaves on the tree, but no fruit.
Yes.
What I'm seeing today is we got leaves on the tree, but no fruit.
Yes.
I'm not seeing people with fruit at all. We're living on the level. So everything I see is on a fallen level.
Yes.
From the system I live in, the public schools, the government, all of these things are built on a fallen level. So it's hard to see past that fallen level. So we have to have our minds retrained by the Holy Spirit. Let us know that Romans chapter 12, verse 2 needs to be in effect. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what I see in the society today is we've fallen so far away from the truth that we can't get up.
That's right. And done so, guys, over a long period of time. This has not been just kapoof, here we are. I mean, this has been a steady, slow derailing, almost like a boiling frog situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're getting to the boiling point here.
Oh, that's
definitely.
Okay.
You know, that 1 degree makes the boiling point.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yes. And I mean, we're close. It's interesting. Now, I don't know how much if you guys own a tinfoil hat, but I do. I have a couple of tinfoil hats. And so basically when I put my tinfoil hat on and I look at things like the work of Jonathan Cahn, or even more so, I can't remember the guy's name now, doggone it, but he came up with the Blood Moon Tetrad.
Yes.
John Hagee?
John Hagee, he talks about it. It was, he's a Messianic Jew. That's who he is.
Not Jonathan Bernstein, is it?
No. Gosh darn it. It's Mark. What's his name, honey? I can't remember his name. The Blood Moon's guy. Oh, well, I can't remember either.
That's okay. We understand what you're saying.
For real. So what's that? No, it's not Michael Rood. Yeah, we'll just keep playing. It's like charades. It's a bad game of charades right now. It's horrible.
Yes.
So basically the last time that this tetrad happened, meaning blood moons on the feast days, Passover,
yes,
Sukkot,
yes,
Passover, Sukkot, was 1967. That was the day the year the Golan Heights fell.
Correct.
That was when Jerusalem was taken by Israel. And that was a pretty interesting year in prophetic. So that happened at that time. 1948 was the time that happened prior, and that's when Israel was made a nation again. Very interesting there, because boy, oh boy, do I have some history for that. We'll get into that a little bit later.
Yes.
Okay. Joe, think about it. When the 1967 war ended, Israel could have taken everything they wanted.
Sure.
And even Egypt gave testimony that there was armies down there fighting, and no one could prove what armies it was, because it was the army of God. God has armies out there fighting for the nation of Israel. It is amazing. I have all the news clippings of the 1967 war and 7 days war, and I'm going to tell you what, there's some fantastic things happened during that time period. It's amazing what God can do.
Very interesting, though, how when you look at the history there and some of the symbology, we can get it. This is a good discussion. Oh yeah.
Great discussion.
This is going to be
great
a juicy
discussion.
One here.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Did you know that knowledge is power? Knowledge is power. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's what homeschooling is all about. They're learning on a level of a playing field that they're trying to make all the kids the same. But once you go to homeschooling, you can individually itemize your children's talents and gifts. Wow, I love it.
Pastor, I love that too, because these kids are more patriotic. They are more ingrained in what the Word of God's all about. Not only that, they love their country, they love God, and they love other people. And these kids are smarter in school, and I've watched them and seen them. They outproduce the kids in the school system.
Well, I believe you have homeschooling in your family, and I have my grandkids being homeschooled also.
Do.
And I'm not putting down public schools. I'm just saying there's many more advantages of homeschooling. I'm not putting public schools down, but there's just so many more advantages of families being closer together, kids learning on a higher level, getting to know about Jesus, getting to know about Jesus, getting to know about Jesus more. That's what's important. They're learning how to watch their tongue at an early age.
Pastor, we covered another interesting subject about Israel and what a great thing God is doing with the nation Israel. And you know, if you do not support the nation Israel, the Bible says that you are against them. And I'm afraid our country's gone the wrong direction because they've not supported Israel the way they should.
Well, in this, we just got to stay focused on what God is doing. We know what the Bible says about what Israel is and who we are as far as believers with Israel. So we will always be a part of Israel no matter what goes on.
Let's talk about the special book offer we got coming. What a great opportunity it is for you to share in this book offer.
This is What's Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory, by author Linda L., is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
Pastor, what a wonderful book offer from Linda L., who will personally autograph the book for a $10 offering to Watch Your Tongue Ministry.
Blessing. One of the greatest gifts that you can give us is your prayers. By offering your prayers, that lets us know that we're going to go worldwide anyway. Mm-hmm. But your prayers are so important to us. And also, being a partner with us, we have a partnership on three levels.
Yes.
We have silver, gold, and platinum. This is monthly, silver being 50, gold being 75, and $100 for the platinum. In this, it will really greatly bless this ministry. Or whatever God lays on your heart will be a blessing to us.
Yes, especially.
Well, in this, you know, we've had a great show already, and we want to just give you a scripture that's going to get you and benefit you in your life, how important scriptures are. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 36, it says that, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak from their mouths, they shall give account for in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned." So those words will justify you or condemn you. So you have to watch your tongue. And our audience, we need to get someone out there that might not know if they're saved yet. So let's say a prayer with me. Would you please say a prayer with me in the audience? If you haven't accepted Jesus in your heart, just say this quick prayer with me. Father, I thank you for coming into my heart. Give me a wisdom and understanding of your word so that I can be all that I can be for you. Thank you for helping me watch your tongue so that I can receive this blessing.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Winona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue Partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Your Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.